Welcome to the Shir and Targum Parshas VaYishlach. So, in the beginning of the Sedra, as Yaakov becomes aware of the fact that Esav, as the song tells us, is coming with 400 men. Before it was a song, it was actually a pasuk. So he's headed in the direction of Yaakov. And Yaakov, of course, as we know, prepares in various different ways. One of them is tefillah. One of them is prayer. So in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud, Vayomer Yaakov, Elokei Avi Avram, Elokei Avi Yitzchak, he turns to Hashem. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Kotomti, Mikol HaChasodim, U'mikol HaEmes, Asher Osiso Es Avdecha. I am small from all of the acts of kindness and all of the truth that you, Hashem, have performed with your servant. So in interpreting the general sense of what this phrase means, there's a machlokas, there's a debate between Rashi and the Ramban over here. Kotonti mikol ha-chasodim, writes Rashi, nismatu zechuyosai al yidei ha-chasodim v'ho-emes she-osiso imi. Kotonti means I have become small. Kotonti mikol ha-chasodim, I have become small. The number of merits that I had have been depleted or have been diminished by virtue of all of the things, all of the acts of chesed, of kindness, and all of the truthful things that you've done with me. That's Rashi writes. The Ramban writes, enenu nachon b'loshna kosuf. This interpretation of Rashi simply doesn't fit the words. Rather, kotonti lomar, says the Ramban, what it means to say is kotonhu. Kotonti doesn't mean that I have been diminished, but rather it means I'm small, I'm undeserving, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of all of the acts of kindness which you, Hashem, have bestowed upon me. I find myself inadequate to be able to be on the receiving end of all of these gifts. The Unculus seems to translate like the Ramban against Rashi, even though he uses a turn of phrase which is reminiscent of Rashi. The Unculus over here writes, Ze'eron zachvosai, my zechuyos, my merits, are insufficient, are small. So even though he invokes the idea of merits, which is similar to the way Rashi interprets the Pasuk, The gist of what the Targum Unculus is driving at seems to be similar to the Ramban, meaning I'm inadequate, I'm undeserving, I'm not on the level to really be able to deserve all of the things that you, Hashem, have done for me. So that's one point. The Unculus sides over here with the Ramban as opposed to Rashi. And then we find a very, very interesting Targum Unculus as we continue through the Pasuk, which the Rishonim comment on. Kotonti mikol ha-chasodim mikol ha-emes. So, again, according to the Targum Unculus, I am inadequate, I am too small, too undeserving of all the chasodim and the emes. Chasodim and emes literally translates as all of the kindness and all of the truth that you have bestowed upon me. Targum Unculus translates those words as ze'eron zachvosai, my merits are insufficient, they're too small, Mikol chizdin u mikol tovivon, the avadatoim avdoch. From I'm undeserving of all of the chesed, chizdin, okay, all of the kindness, that's a literal translation. But then the word emes, the Targum Unculus translates as tovivon, all of the acts of goodness which you have done for me. Now that's not a literal translation. Emes, truth, is not the same as tovavon, as acts of kindness. The word, as we know from Brich Shemei, the word in Hebrew for emes, the word in Aramaic, rather, for emes, is kshot. Right? Oraisa kshot, nevioi kshot, mazgil ameba, tavavon kshot. And indeed, elsewhere in Chumash, when the term chesed ve'emes appears, as it appears multiple times in Parshas Chayisara, we have it in Parshas Vayichi. So the Targum Unculus always translates the word emes over there as kshot, which is the literal translation, truth. So how come all of a sudden over here he translates emes as tovivon, as acts of goodness? you know, if we would say tongue in cheek, we would say it's not an emes dikah translation, you know, of the word. So the Ramban over here calls our attention to this. The Ramban writes, "Velo hevanti das unkulus." I don't really understand the unkulus over here. Shatir game mikol chizdin u mikol tavivon. Again, he uses this translation of all of the kindness and all of the goodness. Vehu royal rogil targem chesed v'emes. Generally speaking, the Targum Unkulus translates the phrase chesed v'emes as tevu ukshot. Again, kindness and truth. So what's going on over here? How come he changes it? So
what's the answer?
Right. So there's a Rabbeinu B'chayei over here who comments on this change in the Targum Unkulus. Umasha Omer, Mikol Ha'emes, right? How do we understand altogether what Yaakov Avinu is saying? I'm inadequate to receive all of the truth that you've bestowed upon me. What does that mean? I'm inadequate to receive all of the acts of chesed. You know, the kindness that you've showed me, I'm undeserving of. What do you mean I'm undeserving of all the truth that you've bestowed upon me? So he writes, Mikol Ha'emes, Hu Adin. You know, MS in this context means things that I truthfully deserve, right? I am insufficient to receive all the things that I truthfully deserve. And he writes, "V'tov Hashem v'chasodav ala adam eino b'din elo b'chesed." To talk about those things which Hashem bestows upon individuals can never really be described as things that Hashem owes us. What do we mean Hashem owes us? Hashem justifiably should be giving us X, Y, and Z. Hashem doesn't owe us anything. Everything that Hashem gives us is an act of chesed, is an act of kindness, of goodness that Hashem is bestowing upon us. To say that Hashem owes us, you know, to say that Hashem gives us something be'emes, meaning he gives us something which we deserve, is to be audacious. We don't deserve anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The very term emes, in a sense, is inappropriate when speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us things. And he says, "V'lochach shana unkulus b'loshon v'lo tirgem kshot v'tirgem mikol chasodim mikol tavavon." That's why the Targum Unkulus changes it when the pasuk speaks of emes. That Yaakov Avinu says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you have bestowed all of these things upon me which I deserve." The Targum Unkulus is bothered by that. What do you mean? I don't deserve anything, right? So therefore, he changes the word emes, meaning deserved acts which I am on the receiving end of, to tavavon, things that you're doing me that are toivas, you know, that you're doing that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu graciously bestowed upon me, but not things that are actually owed me in any way whatsoever. So we understand why the Targum Unkulus takes the word emes and changes it into tavavon, right? Especially in the context of the pasuk. If you were to kind of translate the pasuk literally, it almost doesn't make sense internally. Yaakov Avinu is saying, I'm undeserving, katonti. So katonti mikol ha'emes. I'm undeserving of all of those things which I deserve. It's almost the words don't make sense, you know? So that's the Targum Unkulus says the Rabbeinu B'chayei felt compelled to change the word emes in the pasuk to tavavon. I'm undeserving of all of the acts of goodness which you have bestowed upon me. Yaakov Avinu can never speak of really being deserving of anything. Of course, that then raises the follow-up question, which maybe is what people are going to ask. So, if the Targum is so right, so what's with the Pasuk? Right? In other words, Yaakov Avinu, according to the Pasuk, gets up before the Ribbono Shel Olam and says, I am undeserving of all the things which you have given me, which I deserve. What? That doesn't make any sense. So, okay, the Targum helps us out of it by changing the word emes. Okay, but what did Yaakov Avinu do? I mean, before the Targum came along, Yaakov Avinu said, katan to mikol ha'emes. So how does that make any sense? That was the question? No, okay, so let's pause for a minute. Yeah, we'll get, yeah.
Doesn't it say places that if you do things, cause sins, to be punished. If you do mitzvos, to be rewarded. So that's the comment. So then you earned it. I don't know if you want to use the word earn, but
right.
You did mitzvos, so you deserve it, quote unquote.
Right.
In
so,
a certain way.
Right. So in a certain way, I think that's the that, that's the underline of everything. That's the essence of the point. Meaning, even you know, even to say, well, I earned it, you know, because I did the mitzvos. In a sense, yeah, it's true in a sense, but it's also not true in a sense. You know, it's God's kindness that we're even here on this earth. So in other words, to say that we're deserving of anything, to come before the Ribbono Shel Olam with an IOU and say, you know, I did this mitzvah and that mitzvah and the other mitzvah, you know, so now Ribbono Shel Olam pay up, you know, even that is a little bit over the line. Although on some level, you're right, as we're going to see in just in a minute.
First of all, Yaakov was given the brachas, number one, for Yitzchak.
Yeah.
Number two, when Shmuel comes to Yaakov, I'll take care of you, I'll watch you. So what does the MSB say? He says, now he's saying, I'm not deserving, but thank you for keeping your word and giving it to me.
Right, so within Rashi, you have less of a kasha. Because remember, Rashi says, kotonti means I've been diminished.
Yeah, I'm talking about the MS part.
No. But it works together. In other words, according to Rashi, that kotonti means I've been diminished. So kotonti mikol ha-chasodah mikol ha-emes means you've done chesed to me, Hashem, and you've even given me things that on a certain level I deserve because you promised them. But all of those things have diminished my bank account of zechusim, of merit. So I've been diminished as a result. Kotonti doesn't mean, according to Rashi, I'm undeserving. Kotonti simply means that my merits have been knocked down as a result of what you've been giving to me. You know, in other words, you've been advancing me money. I deserve the money. But now it's a little bit harder for me to go on overdraw and say that I'd like to get some more stuff that I don't deserve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been giving him so much stuff. But again, we saw the Unkelus holds like the Ramban. The Ramban says, Kotonti means I'm undeserving. So Kotonti, Mikol HaEmes, then comes out to mean I'm undeserving of all the things that you deserve to give me. What does that mean?
I don't think Rashi says deserving. Rashi is saying thank you for giving. You promised me you're giving to me. It's not deserving.
Okay.
Or so on.
Right.
Know,
no,
sorry. Deserving.
But I think you could. I could think. You know, even if Rashi said it did mean deserving,
right.
It fits within Rashi's reading of the pasuk. Within the Ramban's reading of the pasuk, which is the Targum Unkelus' reading of the pasuk, you end up having this conundrum where kotonti mikol ha-emes means I'm undeserving of all the things that I deservedly am getting from you. Right? What does that mean? Right? So here comes the Rabbeinu Bechai with the following comments. A very, very beautiful, thoughtful comment. He writes, Umashihiskir hakosuv emes b'derech hapshat. Okay, so now we understand why the Targum changed emes to tavavon. But why did the Pasuk say emes? Right? So what it means in the Pasuk is as follows. Ufi shematnes ha'aretz shivticho HaKadosh Baruch Hu hi b'miras ha'emes. Once Hashem promises it, so now the promise can be described as emes, as something which is deserved. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram Avinu that his children are going to get Eretz Yisrael. Right? So in other words, says the Rabbeinu Bechaye, what Yaakov Avinu is saying, on my own rights, I'm undeserving. But there was a promise to Avram Avinu. And, you know, I'm not coming with my own merits, but I am coming and saying, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you made a promise. So once you made a promise, you didn't have to make the promise. But once you made the promise, so now, you know, follow through on the promise. Again, it's sort of what Mel is pointing out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to give us anything. He didn't have to create us. You know, you come into this world against your will. You didn't ask to be born. But once Hashem sets up a system that if you do X, Y, and Z, I'll give you this reward, so it's only fair on Hashem's part, you know, to give us what He promised us. In other words, it's not that we're deserving because of anything that we did per se, but, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is faithful to His word. Emes in the sense of being faithful. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, and now He's going to make good. So now, says the Rebbeinu Bechai, that's pshat in a pasuk, which we say every morning in davening. Right, it's a pasuk from the book of Micha. Titein emes li Yaakov, chesed li Avraham. You'll give truth to Yaakov. You'll give, you Hashem will give kindness to Avraham. But what does that pasuk mean? So a lot of different discussion about what that pasuk means. But says Rabbeinu Bechaye, you know what it means. One thing that it means in this context is as follows: when Hashem made the promises to Avram, they were chesed in the sense that they were things that Hashem didn't really owe Avram. Avram, you know, Avram was an extraordinary person, but Hashem chose to make all these promises to Avram. They were chesed. But once Hashem chose to make these promises, from the point of view of the subsequent generations, particularly Yaakov, they now became emes in the sense that Hashem's, that which was the impetus, as it were, for Hashem to make good on his promises was because he had promised it. So now, in a sense, it's money in the bank for Yaakov. It may have been chesed, it may have been undeserved for Avram, but once Hashem made the promise, it is deserved for Yaakov. So that's what Yaakov really means here in this pasuk, right? Kotonti mikol ha'emes. I personally am undeserving of all of these things, which you only gave me because I was deserving, because you made the promise already to Avraham Avinu. I wasn't deserving myself, but I'm deserving because, you know, Hashem, you're just making good on the promise which you made to us previously. So that's this Rabbeinu Bechaye says, you know, that's what's going on over here in the pasuk with the Targum Unculus. Yaakov Avinu continues, Ki v'makli avarti es hayardein hazeh. I crossed over the Jordan b'makli with my stick. V'ato ha'yisi l'shnei machanos. And now I've become two whole camps. What does it mean, ki v'makli avarti es hayardein hazeh? I passed over this Jordan, with my stick. So Rashi brings an agada from the Tanchuma. Nosan maklo b'yardein v'nivka hayardein. B'makli avarti es hayardein hazeh means by using my stick, I was able to pass over the Jordan River. Yaakov Avinu was at the Jordan River. He wanted to cross over, so he took his stick. He, struck the water with it, and boom, you know, the waters of the Yarden split, and that's how Yaakov Avinu was able to cross over. Right? Rashi acknowledges that that's not the pshat in the pasuk. Right? The pshat in the pasuk, says Rashi, is lo haya imi lo kesev lo zav lo mikna. When I crossed over the Jordan, I had nothing. I didn't have any gold, silver. I didn't have any cattle. Elo makli levado. The only thing that I had was, you know, my little stick. You know, I was all alone when I crossed over the Jordan. Interestingly, the Targum here, you know, weighs in on that pshat reading of the pasuk, and the Targum writes as follows: Are yichidai avaras yos yardeno hadein. I crossed over this Jordan yichidai, all alone by myself. In other words, the Targum Unculus doesn't translate the pasuk literally with my stick, but rather it understands that b'makli, you know, avarti means I crossed over with nothing. I had nothing with me. I was all alone. All I had, this companionship, was my stick. You know, it's a figure of speech. It's a turn of phrase, and that's how the Targum Unculus understands the pasuk on the simplest of levels. So he continues to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov, he sends gifts to the representatives of Esav. And we know that ultimately he has a fight with a mysterious person. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chafei. Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. Yaakov was left by himself. Vayeovek ish imo ad alos hashocha. The way Vayeovek ish imo is usually translated is that a man struggled with him. He fought with Yaakov Avinu until dawn. What's the word Vayeovek? You know, what's the etymology of that word? So Rashi writes a couple of interpretations. Menachem Piresh Vayis Aper Ish Miloshen Avok. Menachem Ibn Saruk, the grammarian, is often quoted by Rashi, says that the word Vayeovek is related to the word Avok, meaning dust. What does that mean? Shahayu Ma'alim Afar Biragleim Al Yedei Na'anuam. that Yaakov and this individual were struggling together, and as they were struggling, they were kicking up the dust, the avak. So vaye avek ish imo means that the two of them were kicking up dust together. In other words, a way of referring to the fact that they were struggling. V'li nira, says Rashi himself, to me it appears, shuloshon vayis kasher, that vaye avek means that the two people were bound together, they were tied together. In other words, when two people are wrestling together, as it were, they're tied together. They're physically interlocking with one another. They're embracing one another in a certain sense. Shekein derech shnayim shemis atzmim lahapil ish esreyeu shechovko ve'ovko bizro osaf. Right? The nature of people when they're wrestling with one another and they're trying to knock one another over is paradoxically they grab one another, they hug one another, as it were, you know, trying to get the better of the other person, you know, in this battle and throwing the other person to the ground. That's Rashi understands by Yovek is to struggle, but really more than to struggle, is to become interlocked with one another. The translation of the Targum Onkelos is V'ishtadal Gavra Imei Ad Dislek Tzafra. Uses the word V'ishtadal. What's V'ishtadal? So, interestingly enough, the source of the root of the word V'ishtadal in Aramaic seems to be related to the idea of enticing someone. Right? We find in Parshas Mishpatim V'chiyafate Ish, when a man seduces a woman, and there the translation into Aramaic of V'chiyafate is Areyishadel, the same word that's used over here. So that's very curious. You know, Vayeovek Yishimo, the two of them were, he was seducing someone, he was enticing someone. How does V'ishtadel play in, you know, to the translation over here? Right? So the Ramban over here also comments. He writes, what do we find when a man is seducing a woman? The first stage in seduction is physical closeness, hugging and kissing and bringing the two people together. So too, as Rashi said, what's going on over here with Yaakov and the Malach is they're hugging one another. They're coming close to one another physically. They're engaging in actions that in a different context would be described as seduction. So interestingly enough, the lashon that's used by the Targum Onkelos is a lashon of seduction, you know, because that's describing the physical things that are going on. It's possible that one can suggest that what the Targum Onkelos is driving at over here is the famous statement of Chazal that Rashi brings, that this is not just a random individual, you know, that Yaakov, you know, happens to encounter. He's the Saro Shel Esav, right? He's the Malach who represents the nation of Esav. And as such, perhaps the Targum Onkelos is suggesting that this battle that the two of them are doing together is the attempt of the Saro Shel Esav to entice, to seduce Yaakov, to bring him over to the side of Esav and everything he represents. It's not just a physical battle, you know, a wrestling match between two individuals. But what this wrestling match represents is an attempt to pull Yaakov over, to seduce him, to entice him, to get him somehow to buy in to everything that Esav represents. That's, again, perhaps what's implied in the Targum Onkelos, V'ishtadel, you know, the individual seduced him, enticed him, was, you know, not just struggling with him in the physical sense, but there was, you know, there was something, you know, there was some kind of spiritual battle that was going on over here that's represented by the physical struggle. If that's the case, just to finish off the thought, if that's the case, so the Targum Onkelos over here is really, you know, hinting at this very famous Medrash Chazal, not just doing a literal translation, but also giving us a little bit of a sense of what the point of all of the struggle was all about.
Aren't all malachim supposed to be inherently good?
I guess if you're, malachim avos, satan, again, and ultimately they all work for the Ribbono Shel Olam, but, we definitely find malachim whose role it is to try to entice, and try to bring, bring people to do that which is not exactly the right thing.
I've heard that along this terminology of Lashon Hava, the dust is that the Malach was Sasha, they said, was kicking up the dust because we know that Yaakov is named because of the Eker, because of the heel,
right.
That he was trying to bring up the Averos
interesting.
That Yitzchak, or that Yaakov did not do, because we there's that whole business about the big mitzvahs and the small mitzvahs. Small mitzvahs that. He's trying to bring up all the small mitzvos that Yaakov did not do.
Therefore,
he should not win this battle.
Not win the battle. It's very, very nice. Yishakayach. It's a nice interpretation. Okay, we'll pick up over here. Be'ez Hashem, Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakos, Yisrael, Afikach, Hirbala.